Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Extend your pup and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout. Be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out. Today is the day to stand, stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer
out.
Today is the day.
Hello and welcome to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. This is your host, Cindy Sharp, spiritual business coach, supporting you and your loving business. So welcome and thank you so much for showing up for this beautiful thing that we're doing this week, which is a five-part series on communication and how important it is to get clear communication and clear messages. Your clear message within your business, so you make sure that you are pulling in people that are the loving clients that you're looking for, and that you're able to pull in more clients based on the fact that you're communicating clearly and that you're sharing with them a very clear vision of what it is that you do and what it is that you can do to help them. So this is called 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Business Alive, and it's your first time tuning in. Here's the scoop. It's a quick 15-minute show every single day, Monday through Friday, all for spiritual business owners to help them, support them in new ideas for their business and new blessings for their business. And here's how it works. It's quick, it's fast, and at the end, you always get a takeaway to take home to think about, so you can implement that in your business that day and move forward to the next day on whatever it is that our topic is. So, again, I'm Cindy Sharp. My company is—I have a coaching and training company called Sharpening Your Spirit, where we encourage and empower spiritual entrepreneurs to heal their business, to create raving, loving fans, or what I like to call groupies. Because everybody wants groupies, right? So today our topic of discussion is clarity. And that is to take a look at what it is that you have in your business today and see if you feel like you have a very clear message that you are giving out to your clients. And do they know with the message that you're giving what it is that you do for them to heal them? And what we have a tendency a lot of times to do, and you know, everybody does this. It doesn't matter who you are. You know, don't beat yourself up. Just move forward, get the message, and let's just, you know, move forward and get your business working in a beautiful, gorgeous way so we can heal one person at a time and eventually heal the world. So when you speak clearly, and when you have a very clarity of the not only the words that come out your mouth, but the message that you have through your writing and your web page and all the things that you do to get the message out in your business, all the way down to your business card, all the way down to your calling card, as we like to call it here. You know, if it's not a clear message of not what you do, it's not about being a Reiki master. It's not about being an angel card reader. It's not about being able to channel. It's not about being able to do energy healing. It's about having a clear message of what it is you do for them via the way that you, you know, you have your gift. It's here within you, and it's here to heal the world, but it's not your gift, verbiage-wise, that heals others. It's something behind that gift. So how clear are you today with your marketing and your marketing materials? And if you were out, let's just say hypothetically, at some kind of a networking event, and somebody came up to you and shook your hand and asked you about your business, would you be able to give a very clear way of sharing that in a way that would be beneficial to the other person? So this is our week. So today our goal is to start really looking at what it is that we have in our business and to get very, very clear on what it is that we do to help others. Again, it's not about the verbiage around who you are and who you are. I'm just going to put angel card reader in this because I help a lot of angel card readers and I love them dearly. what huge blessings. But an angel card reader, if I came up to you in this networking situation, let's say, and I ask you who you were and we're shaking hands and talking and obviously, you know, having some kind of a quick connection. And you said, well, I'm an angel card reader. And I was not 100% sure what an angel card reader was. My first energy would be, you know, I don't know about that. And that's not, you know, that's just, I'm just saying if I was a layman, you know, obviously I know what an angel card reader is. But if I didn't know what one was, I would go, I'm not sure. Ooh, it sounds, you know, I'm not sure that sounds like something I'm interested in or I don't know what that is. And people don't like to tell you they don't know what something is. How many times have you met somebody and they tell you what they do and you would rather just go along with the conversation. You don't want to say that you don't know. So we need to get very clear where we are verbally, where in all our stuff, we're getting the message across of what it is that we do for them. So today is a day of getting clear. So look through what it is that you're doing today. I want you to think very clearly. Maybe think back on the last time you were at a networking event or the last time somebody asked you what you did. And when that happened, did you feel that you were meeting their needs of what they're looking for or what they need help for? And, you know, sometimes you're going to, you know, you might think, well, I don't know what they need help for. But I'm telling you that once you get a clear message and you're explaining things clearly and you have this clarity of what your message is, what you're going to find is that people will automatically, their little antennas go up, right? So, you know, when I meet people, I say that I support and empower spiritual entrepreneurs to heal their business to create raving, loving fans. So first off, if somebody's a spiritual entrepreneur, their antenna goes up, right? Second, if they're having any struggles in their business and their business needs a little healing, their antennas go up. If they're struggling trying to find clients, their antennas go up. So let's just take the angel card healer as an example. So you know that if you do any type of healing work, that the work itself, there is an outcome of that work. There is something that people get. And it depends on, you know, who you help, which is part of getting clear with this message. Who is the person that you help? Do you know? Do you just help everybody, or do you help one specific group? So let's just say I help single moms feel healed and get messages from spirit so they can have a more loving life. Do you see how much better that sounds than, well, what is it you do? I'm the angel card reader. Or somebody asking you, what is it you do? Well, I help single moms get a beautiful healing so they can have a clear vision with their heart, with their life. Or something like that. It doesn't have to be exactly, right? So who is it that you help? I want you to start really thinking about that. This week is about getting clear. So at the beginning of this week, we're just starting with the first baby steps. And at the end of the week, we are ready to rock and roll with a clear message today. Because tomorrow we're going to end, the next day we're going to get into your story. We're going to get into your message on a clearer way, in a clear, more defined way. And then we're going to get into the beautiful pickup line, where you actually have one beautiful, gorgeous line that you share with people that's easy to understand, like my line that I have, empowering spiritual entrepreneurs to heal their business to create raving, loving fans. It's one quick thing that you say that gets a very clear message over to people so they know immediately, yes, I'm interested and I ask you more, or no. And you want to know the yeses and the nos. Because the no's let you know that that's just not the right client for you. It's not the client that you serve. And our job here isn't to serve everybody. Our job is to heal as many people as are brought to us that spirit has put in our sphere of influence. So you have to know what that sphere is. What is that direct person that you help? Who are they? Are they single parents? Are they people that have gotten divorced? Are they people that have gone through some kind of painful childhood thing? Are they people that are struggling in a business? Are they people that are starting a new business? Are they people that have had some kind of physical pain? You know, you have to just know who it is that you serve. It could be one of those or something else. So today is where we get clear with our mission. No more hokey pokey going out there and just trying to fly around like the butterflies and angels and fairies that we are, because our energy wants to do that. We just want to put on our wings and fly. But this is where we have to get, as a spiritual being in this human experience, get our feet flatly planted on the ground. And so today it's where you get really clear. And all I want you to do today is get really clear with, who is it that you serve? Who are the people that you serve? You get to choose one thing. A lot of times we want to serve everybody. I want you to get this clearly with this clarity message. Is it okay, completely okay, to get very clear on the one the one area of people that you're going to help? So today it's all about clarity. So can you be clear this week about who you serve? Can you put a clear message to the universe about who you want to help? You can ask your angels, you can ask your guides for help on this. You do not have to do it alone. I'm here. You can ask me for help. This week on 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Business Alive, it's about communication, and we're going to be going through all the levels of your business of communication that you need to implant in it in a quick 15-minute format. I'm also teaching a class this week on learnitlive.com called The Pickup Map. So if you look up Cindy Sharp under the pickup map, you can gladly take that class and get some wonderful deeper ideas and some wonderful takeaways that you can do. It's a 3-week class, so you might want to check into that. I want to thank you so much for coming today, your mission, if you accept it. today is to start getting very clear with who you serve. Okay? That's your mission. I will see you tomorrow. We'll have a new mission tomorrow. Sending you love and light and a big kiss from Cindy Sharp at Sharpening Your Spirit. Take care.